Pip sandwich, a filling of humor in the middle.
What's up, Pipsqueaks, and a very good morning to everypony who has tuned in this livestream. We are live from Zephyr Heights. I know this is really early for all of you fans, but don't fret, I will upload this on Utra so that everypony can enjoy.
Pip placed the phone at a stable angle on the kitchen bench against the wall, with the front camera facing her and zoomed out onto her face. She was dressed in her cozy robes, her mane combed neatly and in position. The sun still hadn't shone over the mountains of the Pegasus City, yet that didn't stop Pip from showing something to her fellow fans to see.
Now, you all must be wondering, what in Equestria am I doing up this early? Well, to answer your question, being a celebrity and doing concerts all the time really drains my energy. Performing your A-game constantly means that you need to eat the right foods to stay focused and to keep yourself running throughout the whole day. It also means finding something that doesn't make you feel or look, pudgy.
She smiled, and made the camera zoom out to show the castle's kitchen.
Which is why I'm in the castle's kitchen to prepare myself the perfect sandwich to keep me going throughout all the day. Believe me, my makeup and sound session sometimes means that there's no room for lunch break.
She left her phone as she began opening the cupboard and fridge doors and began rummaging around for her ingredients. She placed them in an organized position so as to not block the camera, leaving the butter to melt for just a few minutes.
First up, the bread. I especially need my carbs to keep my energy high, yet not feel deflated or bloated as I go into the afternoon. I have a variety of bread in the cabinet as my schedule changes from day to day, so there's a variety on the shelf for me to decide. Sprouted whole grain contains special vitamins that are critical for converting food into energy. Sourdough is one of the most digestible breads, so I don't feel stomach cramps when I have to attend dance sessions straight away. For the most energy, whole grain is the one for me and healthier than white. White is just a pleasure for days off.
She sighed and turned her head to the direction of the bedrooms, where her sister was slumbering.
I wish Sip was here.
She muttered, so that the microphone wouldn't pick it up.
She would know about the science of carbs, but I wouldn't want her to go into deep, boring details.
She smiled and turned back towards the camera. Then she turned to the fridge where her weekly schedule was held by a fridge magnet.
Since my day isn't too busy and I feel like I'm wanting to go healthy, I will make a sandwich out of sprouted whole grain.
She opened the bag and took out two medium thick slices of bread. She placed them on the chopping board and opened the butter.
You want a nice thin spread of butter on your sandwich. The worst case scenario is when you take a bite out of your sandwich and you have a dry area just in that forgotten corner. A good spread of butter means that your sandwich is palatable and goes down you comfortably. It's also best to have your butter out for a couple of minutes like what I've done so that it's more spreadable.
She took out a butter knife and began to spread her sandwiches in generous amounts of butter. While she was spreading the yellow substance around, her ears perked up at the sound of a thud and rummaging happening above her. Then the sound of running water came from the upper floor. Knowing that her sister had a loud morning routine, she thought it was best to let her followers know what's happening behind the camera, in case that it got picked up by the phone's microphone system.
That would be Zip waking up. She's so loud when she wakes up. Honestly, I wish we had soundproof walls throughout the castle and not just the recording studio. Oh, be sure to check out the video on Utra with exclusive backstage footage.
After double-checking that her slices of bread were spread evenly of butter, she placed the butter back into the fridge.
Now it's time for the fun part. What sort of filling to have in your sandwich? Do you want something nutritious and healthy? Maybe something packed with energy to keep you going all day? Maybe.
She was interrupted when she heard the sound of heavy hoof steps coming down the castle stairs. The kitchen door opened with a soft creak and Zip came into view. Her mane was combed upwards in her preferred fashion and it looked like she just had a quick wash. Groggily rubbing her eyes, she blinked owlishly at her sister.
Pip, what are you doing up at-
Shh!
Pip interrupted through clenched teeth.
Can't you see I'm in the middle of something?
Zip looked up from her phone before her mouth made an O of understanding.
Don't mind me, I'm just gonna make my breakfast.
She raised her hooves in defense.
Then could you do it quietly?
Pip hissed again. Zip just shrugged and began rummaging around for something to eat.
Apologies, fellow fans.
Pip chuckled sheepishly before frowning.
It seems that some pony decided to interrupt my stream. Anyway, fillings. Today I'm thinking about making myself a nice, sweet, yet nutritious sandwich for my day. The layers of your sandwich must be sturdy, and flavors that go well together must be next to each other to ensure a nice balance of- Hey, Pip!
Zip called from behind her increasingly annoyed sister.
Where'd you put the bread?
Pip grumbled as she was interrupted for the second time.
Here, Zip, I got them out on the bench. Thanks.
Zip trotted over to the kitchen bench. She looked at the assorted variety of bread before settling on two slices of sourdough. Zip completely ignored her sister's phone being there and obscured the camera as she took the bread out and went over to the table. Pip just gave her sister a disapproving glare, but Zip pretended not to notice. Once Zip was gone and over by the table, Pip cleared her throat, took a deep breath, and went on to add her fillings of choice.
For this morning!
Pip tried to hide her irritation through her voice.
I am going for a nice energetic egg sandwich. I already have some freshly boiled eggs that I'm now going to slice and place them perfectly onto the bottom slice of what's going to be my sandwich.
She got out another knife and began slicing the boiled egg into thin slices, placing them onto the bread in the position that she wants.
I believe a sandwich looks pretty if you have your flat foods at the bottom, and then layering your asymmetrical and rough foods at the top. I also place the eggs at the bottom because they're dry foods, unlike wet tomatoes. Believe me, you do not want a sandwich with one side soggy and damp. Evenness is key for the perfect home sandwich.
She began to slice her tomatoes and layered them on top of the eggs.
Alright! Everything is coming along perfectly. Now I would like to add some sweet corn. Tiny pieces of food are always tricky to handle and get right. You just want enough so that you don't create a mess and leave bits of food everywhere.
She was unaware that Zip quietly took two pieces of bread from the counter, away from the camera and out of her sight. Pip was busy tearing some leaves of lettuce and placing them in a neat pattern as the final inner layer of her sandwich.
And there you have it, everypony!
Pip announced cheerfully.
Your perfect sandwich for the day! Now all we have to do is...
It was then that she felt something soft being pressed on either side of her face. Her eyes widened and she turned towards her smirking sister. She had two slices of bread clasped firmly on either side of her younger sister's head, a vicious smirk on her face. This caused Pip to blush.
Sap, what are you doing?
Pip whined.
I was still hungry,
Zip teased.
So I wanted to make another sandwich with a different filling.
She winked. This only caused Pip's blush to deepen by several shades.
Very funny, sister!
Pip's eyes narrowed.
Now could you please let me go so I can finish my stream?
Zip raised an eyebrow at her and did a look only the siblings could understand. That look meant something not too pleasant was being planned in her head.
What are you?
Zip simply asked. Pip's blood froze. They hadn't played that game since they were foals.
Oh, not here, not right now, not in the middle of a stream! Please, not right now!
Pip begged.
Not in front of my followers! What are you?
Zip repeated with a stern face. Pip could only pout and sign defeat. For the third time this morning, she blushed a deep red.
Well, would you look at that?
Zip quipped.
Looks like I'm having a tomato sandwich for breakfast. Your pretty sandwich.
Pip grumbled through clenched teeth. It was quiet so that the microphone wouldn't pick it up. Zip wanted a louder response.
Could you say that again, but louder?
Zip's smirk grew. Pip had no other choice but to let Zip win this one.
Your pretty sandwich.
Pip grumbled louder, allowing Zip's ears on the phone's microphone to hear every single word.
That you are.
Zip beamed and patted her belly.
I think I'll skip on the tomato sandwich.
Zip chuckled.
Have a nice morning.
She trotted out of the kitchen, leaving her sister behind, an angry look on her face. Pip turned to her phone, where she was certain every follower heard and saw everything.
Well, that's all for this morning, Pipsqueaks. Hope you had fun making your own sandwiches and having a wonderful morning. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, or follow me on ClipClop, Ponybook, and Flitter. Pip pip hooray!
She double-tapped her phone to end the stream and slumped down onto the kitchen floor.
I have to remind myself to never do a morning livestream at the same time my sister wakes up.
She would have been horrified to know that her pretty sandwich moment with Zip would become the most trending thing on Utrot and ClipClop. Man, you cannot go wrong with funny and wholesome things like this. Now let's get on to our wholesome donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Dash of Evergreen. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will Chris, Twinkie, Hudzaza, Ridesoul, Dospo, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.